the swine flu. Don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health.
Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health.
Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the mama says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription. I ain't got no reflection. Corporate pharmaceuticals dealing with politicians. Put them on prescription. That should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They're adding to the list. Pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland. Glasgow Smith Klein. Often I can find. Scaling senior disease. Mac, I cough and better swine. Your population linked with holding vaccines. Rather let a product lapse than save some human beings. Now that they're counting their beans, so they want to hear us when we're running on the machine. Yeah, another flu pill, that ain't our biggest threat. What about an aging population with no safety net? So we continue to believe everything we read. They just ain't no taste in their new speed.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and administer biological weapons nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day. And I'm sure the RBN listeners, who are the most knowledgeable listeners of pretty much all the shows I do, have heard by now that our traitorous Senate passed the NDAA bill that Obama brought forth, 98-0. Of course, one of the abstainees was Rockefeller. You know, makes him look good if he pretends that he's not backing it. But including Rand Paul. Rand Paul voted for it as well. You can't make this stuff up. Anyways, of course, as you know, the natural solutions to all of our problems are already available and are being suppressed by the psychopaths who control the world. Our children are being stolen, sacrificed, and tortured, etc., etc. And it's really important for us to face the fact that these predators that are causing all this damage basically are wearing yarmulkes. And I encourage you, if you did not hear my show last week on themicroeffect.com, which is the station I now do my Saturday show on, you definitely need to check out that archive. And you can do so, find pretty much almost all the archives I've done on shows over the last few years on thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. I do shows pretty much every day now. They're not all up there. But when I do shows on other stations, it's usually about vaccines, and there's plenty of archives about vaccines, which, of course, is one of my two major focuses, bioweapon vaccines and the global pedophiles. Okay, I'm getting a message. We've got our guest. Excellent. We'll bring her on in a second. Okay. I strongly suggest you check out my websites, drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. If you have not yet done so, click on the diagrams and print them out and listen to me explain them. The first diagram is the cause of all disease, and of course the last diagram is the big picture of my protocol, which I've developed, which reverses all diseases with natural therapies. And of course, my reward for figuring out these two things has been never-ending torture, kidnap of my only child, three attempts on my life. You see, that's how it works when you tell the truth and you do the right thing here in America with a K. So definitely check out my websites. You can donate on the PayPal buttons if you wish. I hear the music already. Okay, I'll just have a couple more things to say when we get back after these messages, and then I'll bring on my guest, Deborah Tavares, for part two of Multiple Crimes Against Humanity as to the answer of What's Ailing America. We'll be right back. where our answer today is Multiple Crimes Against Humanity, Part 2, with my special guest, Deborah Tavares. I strongly suggest that you listen to last week's show, Part 1, with the same answer, in the archives on either RBN or on the lightofdayradioshow.com, because we're not going to, obviously, repeat all the information. This is such a knowledgeable person on so many different matters. But before I go through some of her websites, let me remind you that if you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. And please wait until the second hour to call in so we have an opportunity to continue on the topic. And, of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. Okay, Deborah Tavares explained last week how she got interested in smart meters. That's what started her going down the rabbit hole. Some of her websites are smartmetersmurder.com, refusesmartmeter.com. Let's see. Of course, the most important one, in my opinion, is stopthecrime.net, and we're going to continue to talk about so many of the very important documents that are on that website, stopthecrime.net. You have to check that out. So welcome back to the show. Oh, let me just mention two others I have here on my paper, toxicsky.org and toxicdrinkingwater.org. So welcome back to the show again, Deborah, and thank you so much for joining us. I know that you have a lot of distractions going on right now, and I really appreciate you coming on because, of course, this information is so important. And as the little soundbite says in the middle of the presentations, RBN listeners can handle the truth, and your information is certainly going to the highest levels of the truth they need to know. So please start wherever you'd like.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Cawley, for having me on today. And the truth is what we all now need to know. We've been lied to, deceived long enough. And what the truth will do for all of us is empower us so that we are facing what we now realize we're facing without fear. We have to set aside the fear, because that is how the Luciferians, the Illuminati, the global power elite, the dominating ones, are controlling all of us, is through massive fear. And a quick way in which to understand their dominating use of fear and the devices that they've come up with to create massive fear is definitely to go to stopthecrime.net and watch the Iron Mountain documentary. You will see how they schemed global warming to produce global fear so that they could reduce our rights, our freedoms. Listen, our Constitution is still alive. Don't listen. Don't take the bait that we are done. We are not. We need to know our rights. And, Dr. Cawley, I know that when we go through this program today, people are going to feel disempowered. So I want to give some solutions right out the bat, and we'll go back to them a bit later as well. But we know that, and I'm going to quote Samuel Adams right now because I just think this is an invaluable quote. No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debunked in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Well, we do have foreign invaders. So the first thing that people need to do is live with right conduct. That is number one. We have to know who we are. We have to define and live by right conduct. And we must have the Constitution in our glove box read it, understand your rights. Understand. They want us ignorant. They are eliminating education. They are transforming the world that we've all thought we knew and have been massively denied. Essentially, everyone needs to know what is happening. A very quick document to read in the controller's own words is Silent Weapons, Quiet War. Again, that's on stopthecrime.net. It's only a 41-page document. I really urge everyone to read that immediately. I would actually suggest that everyone download all of these source documents, because we don't know how long we'll be able to have the Internet available, because the oligarchy is so concerned with the quick speed in which people are hearing the truth. So download those documents. Make them a permanent part of your library. I also would recommend that everybody get the book, order it, read it, Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. And this is an amazing book. He does have the full policy that it was accepted and actually organized by the Bilderberg Group in 1954, and that is that Silent Weapon, Quiet War document. That is in its entirety in the beginning of his book. His book is invaluable. He knew that he would die after putting forth the information that he knew, being in naval intelligence, and he did die for this book. So again, that is...
Well, He was assassinated.
He was assassinated, yes. Dying was the wrong word. He was assassinated. He knew he would be killed and murdered, and he was. So I would recommend everyone have this on your library shelf, go through it. He does a wonderful job at explaining the Council on Foreign Relations and how it was an offshoot sister of the British Royal Institute, and their goal was the New World Order. And he talks about the Council of Foreign Relations, and it does control our government. Through the years, he talks about the members have infiltrated the entire executive branch, the State Department, the Justice Department, the CIA, the top ranks of the military, and that every director of the Central Intelligence Agency has been a member of the CFR, and also that most presidents since Roosevelt have been members as well. And he goes on to discuss how the members of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, dominate the ownership of the press, and most of it, if not all, of American top journalists are members of the CFR, and which does not conform to government policy. The government conforms to the CFR policy. And again, we are dominated by secret societies. And this is well said by the speech that JFK was assassinated for. And I just love this quote, and I know that we've said it last week on your program, but for those that may not have heard last week's program, here we go. This is a speech quotation, a paragraph in a speech that killed JFK, and he was assassinated about a week and a half after this. Quote, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Plain and simply, we are at war, and we as Americans are being rushed towards total annihilation." And we can see that illustrated in the NASA document that we'll talk about today, because I know that we got through about half of it last week, but I'll bring people up to snuff a little bit. on page 66 of the NASA war document that you can download and read on stopthecrime.net. We've also posted the last two programs that we've done with you, Dr. Carley, so that people can listen to those as well.
Those Very good. Let me just ask you a question, please. I had written down, I just want to verify this, that you also have published on your stopthecrime.net the National Defense Authorization Act. Is that correct?
Yes, we have that there as well. And we have just many, many links, lots of information. The source documents are so, so critical for people to understand where we are and the level of deception. I think that that will bring people up to speed quickly. Again, when we talk about things that we can do as we move forward with this conversation, I can't stress enough, our silence is our acceptance. And we have to voice ourselves in every platform possible. And one of the big, big platforms is our vehicles. We need to be having large magnetic bumper signs on our vehicles with websites so that we can alert the public. I never could have imagined how many signs we would be putting on our vehicles.
Okay, hold on. We're going to a break. I'll have you continue that on the other side because I very much agree with you. We'll be right back, folks. Multiple Crimes Against Humanity, Part 2, with my guest, Deborah Tavares. We're going to be mostly discussing documents on StopTheCrime.net. But before you continue, I just want to mention, in regards to this National Defense Authorization Act, which passed on 12-5, 98-0 in the Senate, with two abstentions. Senator Rockefeller, who's basically at the top of the food chain in terms of these groups that you're discussing that are controlling the world, and Senator Kirk from Illinois. Of course, the fact that Rand Paul would vote for this traitorous bill is just mind-boggling, especially in light of the fact he was on C-SPAN's Book TV this morning. Talking about his new book, Government Bullies, and yet he voted for the National Defense Authorization Act. But he did share with a listening audience that 41 agencies now have guns and SWAT teams. So we're talking Fish and Wildlife, Department of Agriculture, etc., etc. How obvious can it be that, you know, the militia in terms of the government, is overtaking everything. So I just wanted to mention that this traitor has, you know, basically written a book on government bullies while voting for the NDAA. I found that amazing. But somebody did send me an email that the Michigan House of Representatives unanimously voted in favor of House Bill 5768, the NDAA nullification bill. And now it's going to move on to the Michigan Senate for action. We'll see what happens. But it's just mind-boggling, Deborah, the things that they're doing, committing treason every day. And the documents that you have on this StopTheCrime.net website are, of course, the most chilling. So let's get back to where you were going in regards to the NASA document. Take it away.
Well, absolutely. Everyone needs to go to that NASA document on stopthecrime.net and read what the future of war is going to be like. And when you see the word future, understand that it is now. They are using chemicals, biologicals. They are dumping it all over people in other parts of the world. This is absolute genocide. They're dumping chemicals and biologicals on us every day in the chemtrailed skies. Today we are heavily chemtrailed here in Northern California. In fact, I'm just going to add this. I find it absolutely ironic that the agriculture area that we are in is allowed to burn when the chemtrails are the heaviest, because, of course, that does more destruction to us because the smoke is not able to escape. It's held down by this inversion layer this plasma that's created by the chemtrails. And, of course, we know the Air Quality Act and all of the rules and regulations, EPA, et cetera, they're all serving the genocide program worldwide and in the United States with all of these agencies. And what people also need to understand is all of the agencies that are involved in this NASA document, the Department of Defense, the CIA, the FBI, and DARPA. Take a look at our prior discussion last week. We go over that. I want to just let everyone know that we are heading for the unthinkable and the unimaginable. And as you learn these things for yourself, it's tough to believe the unimaginable, and we all are having to move into a new reality and manage the unthinkable when we know that so many are unaware. And that is the challenge of our time.
Let me just interrupt to say that the list of these alphabet agencies is on page 3 of the NASA document. And I was quite amazed to see the Australian Department of Defense listed there as well. So obviously we've, joined forces with other corrupt governments. And the most interesting one is Army After Next. Could you explain what the heck does that mean, Army After Next?
Well, they're using After Next throughout this document to illustrate the futuristic use of these different applications, keeping in mind that in the beginning of this document, they say everything is capable. They have capabilities right now of everything that they're talking about in this document, and that would be on page 4. They say, this presentation of this document, this NASA document, is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, technologies, and there is no pixie dust. And what they're telling us in this document, and I'm to page 66 right now, is increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally, require huge cost, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. So we are being replaced. It is transhumanism, but it's with robots and cyborgs.
Exactly. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We're answering today's Multiple Crimes Against Humanity, Part 2, with my guest, Deborah Tavares. And I just want to mention, I couldn't put my hands on it during the break. I have so many files, but I get my local newspaper every day just to see what they're feeding the sheep. And there was actually an article in the paper about a year ago that the EPA had decided to decrease the value of human life, which I thought was very special. And this is, of course, so that all of these companies that the EPA actually protects that are poisoning us, and I'm just talking about your regular average poisoning where they're dumping chemicals into rivers and things of that nature, so that if they do get caught and they, are involved in some kind of a class action suit, that the cost, the price of human life has now been decreased so they can pay less money. But before we get going, that Liberty Stickers commercial reminded me you were going to talk about the magnets on the cars. And before you go further with the NASA document, I would like you to repeat that because that's such important information, what you're doing, and the fact that you do make these available for others. And I have bumper stickers on my car. In fact, my license plate is no to vax. And oftentimes if I'm sitting at a light, I see people writing things down. Because I have my websites on my bumpers and stuff as well. So please do tell people about that because it's certainly a way to get the word out.
Our vehicles now are the media. It is the quickest way to get information out. And what we are doing here is we're, we have magnetic bumper stickers, and they are large. They're the size of a real estate sign. When you have the opportunity to have a large area on your car, we're making readable information with websites. On our tailgates, we have multiple small things, so as people stop behind us, they can take information down on all the sites. We're getting thumbs up wherever we go. People will stop us in parking lots and ask for information. A man rolled up next to me yesterday. He said, I saw one of these vehicles around last week. It said Google Building Number 7. He said, boy, did I get my head out of the sand. And this is, we are experiencing a thirst for knowledge. And it's up to us to assist with that information, because this is our job right now. None of us should stay stuck in trying to convince someone who is not ready. Move on. There are many, many people that know and look up and see the chemtrails. They don't realize this is an intentional toxic dumps over us, death dumps they're called. So we just have on all of our sites the opportunity to print off flyers and distribute to all your neighbors, families, friends. Keep them in your purses, in your glove boxes, in your vehicles. Be ready to hand them in grocery lines when you're shopping. It is so simple to start a conversation with somebody when you're in a grocery line. Do it. Do whatever you can do. If you're not a talking type of a person, write, blog, get into social media. We need lots of help with social media. You can take these websites, you can take information from these radio talks, link them on to social media sites, get the word out. Again, we are really running out of time. And you'll see in this NASA document, they talk about the concept of time. It's going by in a matter of weeks, where it used to be years. And it's very, very important to understand we are heading for a totalitarian takedown through technologies and science. This is a scientific takedown. This is total oppression through technologies. And the New World Order is a system that recognizes no limits of its authority. With forced control over every aspect of our lives, public and private, without regard for ethics, morality, or life itself. And we know that the New World Order controls the media, all politics, the economy, our speech, and engages in widespread use of propaganda campaigns, total surveillance, and the system stays in power through mass terror. So we have to get out there and let our words be seen, our voices be heard, and articles being read. Everyone can participate, and you must. Don't listen to radio shows and finish the show thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. While you're listening to this today, be thinking about how you're going to engage tomorrow morning or this afternoon. But I'm going back now to what you were talking about.
Before you do, let me just interject this. We all know they've been putting forth this date, December 21st, which is right around the corner. And I suspect that they're going to pull something at that time to basically, you know, bring forth this Mayan prophecy that they've done movies about and things of that nature. I just want to mention that one of the many things that are being done with the chemtrails, which is self-evident to me, is they're creating a giant movie screen in the sky with barium, aluminum, and other particles that basically can be used as a projection uptake device of Project Bluebeam. Check out Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, and holographs.
Yeah, they have the ability to project holographic images. They can bring forth an alien invasion, the second coming of Christ, whatever they decide to do. I like to bring that up just so that if something like that happens, the people aren't filled with fear and they can realize, oh, okay, they're showing us their movie. Because if you know what they're up to, then at least you can handle it and realize it's all a scam. And that's
right,
very important.
And
so
I'm happy that...
Fear.
I'm happy you brought this up because they do talk about holographic use of technologies in this NASA warfare document, and they bridge that with massive psychological warfare. And that is going to be an enormous game, along with the frequencies targeting us with towers, i.e., all of the technologies that they're going to assault us with are unimaginable, and we'll go through that document. But I also wanted to say, on our website, we have a picture that was featured in the New York Times, and it was up there through the National Security Agency. And it is a picture of the globe. And it's an image that shows heavy beams sweeping down across the planet. And these are HAARP beams. And this is massive mind control transmissions that we are all under. And these are the most direct and intrusive way that they are monitoring all of us. So before we get tied up completely, we have got to get the word out and help others that are in a fog. We've got to turn off our television sets, disconnect the wireless devices in your homes, turn off your cell phones, take the batteries out. Do not talk on your cell phones in your vehicles, because those pulses of frequencies just go through you multiple times when you're in your vehicles. So they know this. Go on to stopthecrime.net. Look at the cell phone tower information. Read what Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, has to say. But I want to go back to the comment that you were making about the EPA saying that human life is of less value. And we need to understand that all of these agencies that have been put in place by the global power mafia brokers, murderous degenerates, we need to understand that they have all adopted a philosophy that is very well illustrated on our website under the Wildlands Project map. I recommend everyone pull that down. Look at the United States, where they're going to deny human access based on the biodiversity treaty that's been forced upon us through the United Nations. It was mandated. And this is going to be forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions, which is all a scientific fraud and a lie, as illustrated in the Iron Mountain document. But what I want to just go over quickly is what is attached to that map is just the method in which they view life. And they say that the goal of the Wildlands Project is to set aside 50% of the North American continent as wildland for preservation of biological diversity. This project seeks to do this by creating reserve networks across the continent. These reserves are made up of cores that are created, public lands such as national forests. Those will be off limits to us. There will be buffer zones that will be created from private land adjoining the other cores to provide additional protection for the animals. And they say there will be some corridors and a mix of public and private lands, usually following along rivers and wildlife migration routes. They're going to deny us water because they're not going to allow us access to these areas. But they talk about their 8-point platform, and it's summarized like this: all life, human and non-human, has equal value. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. The human population must be reduced. Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, ideological structures. This you can find on stopthecrime.net. You can also find it on the website. It's www.wildlandsprojectrevealed. And you can read exactly what they have planned, and what all of the agencies that are in on the takedown of everything about us, everything. We are in the midst of electricity and wires dictating absolutely everything we do. And nanotechnology and sensors being dumped from aerosols that will track and monitor everything. They're hijacking vegetation and plants that will be poisoned and used as weapons against us, as discussed in this NASA document. They talk about towers being used as a frequency attack upon us, heart attacks and seizures. Again, cell phone towers are being placed, deployed throughout all of our cities nationwide. You can't even drive on an interstate without passing hundreds of cell phones. Again, the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document and also the New World Order, NWO Exposed 1969 document, will tell you their stated goals are always different from their intended goals. They would never, ever get us, obviously, to commit to frying our brains and causing seizures. The cell phone towers are being presented to us as furthering our cell phone coverage. That is all a lie. It's deceptive. This is the frequency attack. This is exactly what JFK said when he said guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. Our assault through this evil archy is unthinkable and cruel, and all of us must disengage. Do not use the wireless components. Go on to antennasearch.com and print off where the cell phone towers and antennas are in your neighborhood. Go to your local city councils, to your board of supervisors, advise them of the military documents on refusesmartmeter.com from Fort Meade. It is an Army document which tells you exactly what these frequencies are designed to do. There are thousands of documents that will concur that these frequencies are being used now as weapons, and this is clearly stated in this NASA document. This is weaponized microwave radiation, and it's being used to target all of us, and it will annihilate the entire human population, and it's going to create a global genocide. The same thing with the smart meters that are replacing your safe analog meters that read your monthly utility usage. These are weaponized. This is for total enslavement of you in your homes, surveillance, and this is a planned planetary poisoning with radiation. This is also going to cause massive, massive rationing of our resources, as well as extremely high cost. Remember, right now, they're in the process. They've pumped America up. Now they're in the process of dumping us, and they are simply going to empty our wallets, our bank accounts, everything that we have. They are stealing right now, and they say that in the Quiet Weapons Silent War document, that they use us as fodder in wars because the idea is to kill the creditors. That is how they get rid of their creditors. And I quote out of the Silent Weapons document, "War is a balancing system by killing the true creditors, the public, which we have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and falling back on what is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources." They are absolutely polluting what resources of nature they we have to fall back on. There is going to be nothing for us to fall back on. They are annihilating the planet. Mass pollution. The chemtrails are not only deforesting us, it's killing our food supply through the weaponized weather attacks. This is global. They have utilized the weather as weaponized attacks. When I interviewed Ted Turner a little over a year ago, which you can listen to.
Hold on, we're going to a break. I want to make sure people hear this. Okay, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. And one thing I just wanted to bring up, Deborah, because you're like me once you get going. It's hard to get a word in edgewise. But I just noticed, actually, I do watch television. I watch an analog TV that's like 15, 17 years old with my cable box on the other side of my house. Because that's one of the things I report on, what they're feeding the sheep. But recently I've been seeing an advertisement for free cell phones for anybody eligible for Medicaid, food stamps, and things of that nature. As soon as I heard that, I knew that those cell phones must be extra, extra bad in terms of putting out frequencies that can fry your brain. And that's one thing people have to realize. If the government's giving you something free, like food stamps to buy cheese that's got prions in it, or bovine spongiform encephalitis or whatever, anytime they're giving you something free, you can be sure that it's a population reduction effort. But you were going to talk about your interview with Ted Turner, so please go.
I was heading in a different direction, but people, you can go on to YouTube, Ted the Terrible Turner, and see what he has to say. He was here in Northern California at a wine country venue near where I am, and I had the opportunity to go in and speak with him directly for quite a while before he actually addressed the public to say the unthinkable things that Ted Turner says and many other billionaires. And Ted Turner did give the United Nations $1 billion. And I want to say also, when you go to the Wildlands Project map on StopTheCrime.net, the Ted Turner Foundation is one of many that is funding this massive land grab. And I also want to just tell you a local story here in Northern California at Drake's Bay. A family has operated an oyster farm for many, many decades. They were just told last week that they have 90 days to clear out, and they have to take down all the buildings. The family has YouTube videos up. You can find that on Drake's Bay Oyster Land Grab. They're in tears. It is just unbelievable. And the family also operates a cattle ranch in that same vicinity. And it is in a preserve corridor, a nature preserve corridor that is designated to eventually refuse or to have no human access. And what they're talking about with their cattle is they have allowed huge, huge packs of coyotes to just multiply. And you're not allowed to reduce those at all. They're killing the sheep. The elk have increased. The elk are grazing off the grass. The cattle ranches are, through all of the other rewilding, which is what they are doing through this land act and land grab, they're rewilding with predators that will eliminate, again, various aspects of our food supply, our local economy, wipe out land ownership because people cannot continue to do business when they are being absolutely attacked by all of these treaties that have been put in place. But I can't stress enough, reading these source documents on the site, everyone is under virtual surveillance. Every single person right now, everywhere. We are under virtual surveillance.
Okay, we're going to a break. This is a short break. We'll be back after these messages. During the second hour, we'll take calls, but we have more to get through in this NASA document, so stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.